弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
我们真的感谢主，让我们能够在他的面前一同领受恩典。
Praise the Lord. Yet again, we get to come together and receive His grace.
我们也真的是在基督的身体里面。
And in fact, we are in the body of Christ.
我们一日一日往前，长成基督丰满的身量。
Then day by day, we gain more of His abundance.
我们今天要交通的主题是生活在将近终局的日子。
And today our topic is that.The end of all things is near.
那彼得呢？他在彼得前书跟信徒们有一些的交通。
And then in the first Peter, Peter has this fellowship with the saints.
他就说到主耶稣基督在世的日子的时候。
And he said that when Jesus was on this land.
那借着十字架的工作，救赎就已经完成了。
Through the work of the cross, his salvation is complete.
那主已经得胜了死亡。
And then now,our Lord is now victorious toward death.
那如今复活坐在高天上。
And is now exalted up on high onto his throne.
所以呢，对于从前那些信徒，到现在我们这些基督徒而言。
So from the saints in the past and to the Christians of today.
好像我们在地上等候许多的日子。
Just like that, we've been waiting for a long time on this land.
那我们处在百般的试炼里面。
And every day we go through many, many trials.
可是呢，我们都明白一件事。
But there's one thing that we understand.
就是有一天主还要再来。
Is that one day our Lord will come.
所以呢，所有的人事物都好像已经在接近那个终局的日子一样。
Just like now we're already at the end period of
our. 那我们在这里等候呢，是有盼望的等候。
And yet, so when we're waiting, we have this hope.
所以呢，生活在终局的日子可以怎么样来形容呢
？So how do we describe our lives at this end of time？
啊，就好像那个打橄榄球的人一样。
And just like how the players who play football，
那他们之前已经打了非常多个月。
It's been many months on the regular season。
好不容易打到 Super Bowl 这个超级杯里面了。
And then finally they got to the Super Bowl。
啊，也就是在争取这个冠军杯的时候。
And in fact they are now fighting for the champion。
那不但进入了冠军杯，而且呢，比赛已经开始，三场呢，前三局已经过去，在最后一局开始了。
No, they're not only they're playing the final match in the Super Bowl, but in fact they're now on the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl.
那也好像那打篮球的人达到这个 NBA 冠亚军的争霸赛了。
Or maybe you could look at it as an NBA player. Now you're in the championship game, Game 7.
那总共要打七场。前面三比三平手已经到了第七场
is,
然后到了第七场的最后的下半局
And now we're at game 7 is tied 3-3 game 7 at Lakers home court
那又好像那跑马拉松的人一样他们已经跑过了田野或是指定的道路的那个路线那最后呢已经跑进田径场就剩下那一圈为止
Or maybe you're a participant in a marathon You have now finished all the external routes You're now in the stadium for your last round
可是对这些人来讲呢他们所面对的对手却又是那么的厉害
But yet, even though you're so close to the finish line You know that your competitor is just right behind you
甚至那些对手就紧紧地跟在他们的后面一直不离开他们
And in fact, your competitor is really, really close up on you and
在这样的一个光景里面就好像我们信徒现在的时局一样
Now in fact, how they feel is exactly how we are right now
我们绝对不是那些坐在看台上的那些观众
Now we're not the audience that are on the stands or in the stadium
实际上我们就是那些在场上比赛的那些争夺冠亚军赛的那些选手
And in fact, you are the players who is now playing for the championship trophy.
经过多少的努力大半的时间都过去了
And now you've spent so much hard work and you have passed so much time.
赛局怎么样我们都不知道
Now it all comes back to this final moment.
可是在我们的里面我们有信心可以得胜
But then in you, we have this faith and we know that we're going to win at the end.
所以呢在场上的时候就是真实的在那里和我们的对手有一个竞争
So now you're on this court and you're having this competition with your competitor
就是在我们领先的状态下我们还是很兢兢业业的在那里完成一场的球赛
Even though we're still leading by a little bit but now we want to play it such that we will win at the end
因为我们担心万一我们不谨慎的时候那个荣耀的冠冕就失去了
Because we're worried if we're not being careful our competitor will catch up and win the game
所以彼得就在这样的一个情况之下跟当时的信徒有一些的勉励
So it is under this mindset that Peter wrote this letter to the saints.
他要他们知道万物的结局近了。
And then Peter says all the things, the end of all things is near.
那所以呢他要在这个终局之前他要基督徒过着一个圣洁的生活
So that before the things end He wants to remind us to live a watchful life.
这个圣洁的生活特别讲到肉身呢 已经受过这样的苦。
And then this life particularly talked about how the flesh has already gone through all the trials.
我们在肉身上受过怎么样的苦呢？
And all the suffering that we have received in our flesh.
就是要与罪断绝的那样的一个生活
this,
叫做受苦的生活。
And in this flesh, when we're in suffering, that means that we have ceased from being sinful.
所以肉身受过苦的人就是一个与罪断绝的人。
So,If we could call ourselves to suffer in the flesh, meaning that we have now ceased from being sinful.
所以呢，以至于呢，我们这一路上过教会生活，一直往前的时候。
So when we march forward in this path with the church,
我们发现前面有一个荣耀的生活在等着我们。
We see that in front of us is this righteous life that's waiting for us to claim.
就在这个终局之前呢，我们知道前面有着荣耀，所以我们就愿意与基督同苦。
It's because we know what a glory of trophies that is waiting for us. That's why we're willing to suffer with Christ.
就是在我们与基督同苦的时候，我们也享受了那个平安与欢喜。
And that's exactly when you are willing to suffer with Christ, you will see the peace and glory with Christ.
所以在最后一段路的时候，我们特别讲到我们在教会一起过这样的生活。
So in effect, it is at this last statement that we have to understand why it is important to walk this path with your church.
那我们一起来看这个彼得前书第四章第七节到十一节。
So let's read First Peter chapter 4, 7 through 11.
那也是我们刚刚唱的那首诗歌。
And in fact, that's the short hymn that we just sang.
我希望弟兄姊妹把这个诗歌背起来的时候
And I hope that when you try to remember this short song
那这个经节呢就记在我们的心里
And then slowly you would actually remember the verses
所以在这一处的经文里面一开始就讲到万物的结局近了
So in these verses it starts with the end of all things is near
所以在这一个关键的时期里面我们能要为主而活
So it is at this critical time we have to proclaim and declare ourselves to live for the Lord.
在这么重要的日子里面呢，我们就要过着圣洁的生活。
And it is at this critical moment we have to declare ourselves to be righteous.
所以基督徒在教会应当如何生活？
So that how a Christian should live this life.
那彼得呢，就借着这一段的劝勉，盼望弟兄姊妹靠着神的力量。能够好好的在教会过日子。
And it is through these verses, Peter used it to encourage his people to live a righteous life.
所以呢，我们就一同来思想，到底怎么样的人应该过教会的生活。
So let's think about it. What are the people that should live this righteous life?
那在彼得前书里面，我们发现彼得特别提到了几种人。
So if we look at these verses, we see that Peter has concluded that there are a couple groups of people that needs to live a righteous life.
那彼得特别提到以下这几种人呢，他们要过教会的生活。
And these are the people that need to live the life with the church.
第一个就是纯敬畏神的心，敬虔度日的人。
And the first group of people are the people who fear and respect God and live a righteous life.
我们在这里看到彼得称他们为神的子民。
And then Peter called these people the people of God.
那第二个呢？过教会生活的人就是称神为父的人。
And the second group of people are the people who call God their father.
那我们可以看到，就是神的儿女应当过教会的生活。
And in fact, these are the children of God who need to live the life of a church.
那还有第三种的人呢？我们称为是不是神的人。
And the third group of the people are the people who serve God.
那就是知道神的管家神的仆人
And these are his stewards.
所以这三类的人呢在教会里面过着教会的生活
And these three groups of people they go to the church and then they live the life of a church
就像我们刚刚所讲的他们不是在这个看台上看他们是在球场里面比赛
And these are in fact the people that are fighting for the championship on the court not just as the audience
在教会的生活里面是有平安
Yes, and when they leave this life of church, they receive peace.
却不是安安逸逸的。
And then I tell you that this is not a smooth sailing.
我们一起过教会的生活的时候，我们这是在这里，就是想要得到神的荣耀，得到神为我们预备的冠冕。
And then when we leave this life, our hope is that we will one day receive the glory from God Himself.
所以彼得呢，就交通出三个秘诀，让我们可以来学习过教会的生活。
So Peter gave us three different secrets so that we could live this life.
第一个秘诀就是祷告的生活。
The first secret is a life in prayer.
第二个秘诀呢，就是相爱的生活。
And then the second secret is to live a life of love.
第三个秘诀就是做管家的生活。
And then the third secret is have the life of a steward.
所以呢，当我们祷告的时候，我们的心就谨慎起来。
So that when we prayed, we were prayed with a sober spirit.
当我们彼此相爱的时候，我们就发现，在教会里面，我们就有动力往前。
So when we love each other, this is the drive that will drive the whole church forward.
我们在教会里面做一个管家的时候，我们就知道我们要从神领受恩赐，并且呢妥善的运用管理它。
And then when we call ourselves stewards, we would use the gift that is given by God, and we would use it to its full extent.
所以在祷告生活的秘诀上面
，So in the secrets of a prayer.
很显然的，彼得的口气，他是希望每一个基督徒都要有谨慎自守的祷告生活。
And very clearly, when Peter wrote this, he wanted all of us to have a sober spirit and be watchful.
不但是祷告，而且还要谨慎的祷告。
And not only we prayed with a watchful mind.
因为只有这样的祷告才能祷告的透彻。
Because this is the only type of prayer that would have a deep prayer.
基督徒才能在场上保持着警醒跟谨慎。
And that's when we Christians, we become watchful and we are clear-minded.
所以呢，我们就看到神的子民呢，应当是一个祷告的人。
So we see that as the people of God, these are the people who pray.
这个祷告的人是一个谨慎自守祷告的人。
And not only they pray, but then they pray with a watchful mind and with a sober spirit.
谨慎自守呢，特别讲到一个人的一个精神的状态。
And then when we talk about someone who is watchful, it is a mental state of mind.
啊，他的状态是神志清楚。精神健全的状态。
And someone who is watchful is someone who is a clear-minded and who is focused.
所以我们做一个祷告的人就应该保持这样的一个态度。
So when we prayed, that's the mindset that we need to have.
祷告的时候我们自己知道自己所求的是什么。
When we prayed, we are focused and we know what we are praying for.
那我们也在我们的思想里面维持一定的分际。
So that in our mindset, we have a clear mind.
我们知道我们所求的要合于我们神的心意。
And then we know that what we pray for has to be matching the will of God.
所以一面在神的面前把我们的心约束起来。
So, in a way, when we prayed, we put ourselves in self-control.
一面我们又节制自己在神的面前做一个谦卑的人。
And then on the other hand, we control ourselves so that we will be humble when we come before our Lord.
所以祷告的时候不是做给人看。
So when we prayed, we don't pray just so that the other people could see it.
也不是展现我们个人的行为。
And when we prayed, we're not showing off what we could do.
所以我们做一个基督徒祷告的时候就要在神的面前谨慎自守。
So as a Christian, when we prayed, we have to pray with a sober spirit and be watchful.
我们祷告不是为着自己，乃是为着教会的众圣徒。
And when we prayed, we're not only praying for what we need, but we pray for the needs of the body.
不论是那些站稳的、跌倒的。
Even for the ones who have fallen,
刚强的或是软弱的
or the one who is strong,
健康的有病的
or the ones who are healthy or the ones who are sick,
美丽的残缺的我们都为他们祷告
or the one that is lovely or the one that is not so lovely, we pray for all of them.
我们希望我们彼此祷告的时候就叫那些站稳的、刚强的、健康的、美丽的就更谦卑。
And then we hope that when we pray for all the brothers and sisters, the one who are strong, who are weak, who are healthy, who are sick, they would all become humble and come before our Lord.
叫那些跌倒的、软弱的、有病的、残缺的，他们能够更多得到基督的恩惠。
And the one who are fallen, who are weak, who are sick, they will receive the grace of God through the prayer.
所以呢，我们发现神的子民应该做一个祷告的人。
So that's why, as the children of God, we need to be the people of prayer.
神的子民也要有一个祷告的心。
And as the people of God, we have to have the heart of prayer.
这个心呢，是一个警醒不懈的祷告。
And then our prayer should be unceasingly and also mindful.
我们用一幅图画来表现的时候，就好像有一个心，可是这颗心呢，是束上腰带的。
When we paint it into a picture, you could see that it is a heart, but then it's a heart with a belt on it.
那我就想到我当兵的时候啊，有两种腰带。
So when I thought about when I was in the armed forces, there's two types of belts that we could put on.
那一种就比较很平常，就是那种有铜环的那种皮带。
One is a belt that has a metal knuckle, and then that's the one that we use when it's doing casual time.
另外一种腰带叫做 S 腰带。
And then the other belt is called the S belt.
那这每次我们戴上 S 腰带的时候呢，我们就觉得，哎呀， 这次出的任务不一样。
And then whenever we put on this S belt, we know that we are on a mission.
平常的腰带上面不能够挂军刀。
The regular belt, there is no place for you to hold the army knife.
可是一放上 S 腰带的时候，军刀可以放上去。
But then when you put on the S belt, that's when you know that you could put on the army knife.
弹夹可以放上去。
And you could also put on your clips and magazines.
水壶也可以放上去。
That's where you could put on your water bottle.
所以在征战的日子，这些东西全部在身上的时候，一个都不会掉。
So when all your tools is on this belt, it will be with you on the battlefield.
当然不在征战的日子，有时候我们去站卫兵的时候。
At the same time, sometimes we wore it so that we could just be a guard.
我们的弹夹里面就放着我们的口粮。
And then, in the place where we would put our magazines, we would just put on snacks.
晚上饿的时候，我们就吃我们的口粮。
That's where we store our snacks so that we could eat it during the night time.
因为我们知道我们的敌人也不会从那边游到我们这边来。
Because we know that's probably not the time we'll get into a war.
只有我们的长官会来检查我们有没有睡着。
And then only the superintendents will come and check.
所以在我们一放上 S 腰带的时候，我们知道这次的任务不一样。
But in any way, when we put on the S belt, we know that we're on a mission.
整个人的力量就起来了。
And then all of a sudden, we are focused.
所以这里讲到警醒祷告，就讲到心呢有一个腰带。
So here, when we talk about you have a watchful prayer, it's like your heart is now put on a belt.
所以一祷告的时候，力量就起来了。
So whenever you pray.The strength will come within you.
所以尼弟兄呢，他在交通警醒祷告的时候，特别说到呢，基督徒呢，在这个属灵的征战里面，祷告呢是最要紧的事情。
So when Brother Ni talked about the importance of prayer, he said that it is the most important weapon that we have in this warfare.
可是也在这个祷告的时候呢，基督徒最容易受魔鬼撒旦的攻击。
And in fact, it is whenever you choose to pray, that's when you are under the most attack.
常常我们想祷告。
That a lot of times we want to go pray.
可是我们发现我们排不出来时间祷告。
And then you think about it and said, oh, you know what? There is no time.
好不容易有时间祷告了，一跪下去，就发现我还要去完成一件事。
And then finally you found time, and then you kneel down, you started to pray, and you thought of something else.
那一开口祷告呢？可是不知道为什么祷告，就草草的结束。
And then even if you open up your mouth to pray, you started, but then you forgot, and then so you
stopped.就在我们认真祷告的时候，我们就发现那仇敌的工作那么的征战是那么的大。
And it's whenever you want to be serious about your prayer, the enemy attacks you the most.
就让我们的祷告就要停下来。
So that your prayer will stop.
可常常呢，我们一祷告完。
And a lot of times when you're done with the prayer.
我们都觉得我们比任何人更神圣。
And then you would thought about it, and you thought you're now more righteous than the others.
我们比任何弟兄姊妹都更优秀。
And maybe now I'm just slightly better than the brother who's sitting next to me.
好像那骄傲的感觉马上就上来了。
And then now all of a sudden you become prideful.
想了祷告那么麻烦，算了，我们还是不要祷告。
Maybe sometimes you thought about, it's too troublesome to pray, so let's forget about it.
反正我也不是那么属灵的人。
Well, in fact, maybe I'm not so pious.
结果呢，就是不祷告。
So basically, at the end, no one prays.
所以我们做基督徒，我们应该有一个祷告的生活。
So as a Christians, we have to live our life in a prayer.
什么时候不祷告，就好像那个心在一个睡眠的状态之下。
Whenever we stop praying, it's like the heart is now asleep.
所以我们知道一个睡眠的人呢，他什么都不知道，什么都不关切。
And then we know that someone who is asleep, they don't care about their surroundings, and then they don't even know about their surroundings.
所以在我们警醒祷告的时候，我们知道我们是一个守望的人。
So when we have a watchful prayer, we indeed become a watchman.
在那最深最深的夜里，我们持守我们的职分，在那里为全群守候。
It is at the darkest of the night, the watchman stayed awake and watched for his people.
让我们也像那个在光明里面的人。
And now, in fact, we're like the people who are in the light.
在黑暗局势有一点耸动的时候，我们就提醒全营的人应该起来征战。
Even though the darkness comes and approaches, the people in light rise up and remind people of the light.
就好像那个赛局紧绷的那个参赛者一样，紧盯着对手的一举一动。
It was like a scout on a battlefield. They're the one that watch for the enemy's movement.
只要他往哪里移动，我们就可以马上移动。
Whenever the enemy moves, you know it, and then you can tell your people to move against it.
我们不会让他们得逞。
the watchmen are the one that watch for his people.
所以呢，在摩拉维亚大复兴的时期里面
，So during the age of the Moravians，
那是有许多的弟兄姊妹聚集在一个城里面，这座城叫做主父城。
A lot of brothers and sisters together in this one city, the city of Hernhut。
那在这城里面呢，他们有安排守夜的人。
And then in this city, they have assignments of people being watchmen.
那这些守夜的人呢，他们每隔一小时就要唱这首诗歌。
And then for the watchmen, every hour they have to sing this one song.
这叫夜间报时歌。
And this is the song that tells time during the night.
所以从晚上八点开始呢，他们每隔一小时就要唱一段。
So starting from 8 p.m. every night, they sing this song every hour.
所以呢，第一段就是讲到现在是八点。
And then the first one it says, now is 8 o'clock.
主父城的兄姐啊，纪念挪亚一家八口蒙主恩枕。
It's 8 o'clock, so the watchmen of the Lord's city remember the salvation that Noah's family of eight has received.
所以呢，八口人呢，引射到八点，提醒弟兄姊妹，哦，八点呢，那我们要记到这个救恩临到我们。
So Noah's family of eight remind the people that it's 8 o'clock.
那九点的时候他说，清洁你们的心，清洁你们的家。
And then at 9 o'clock, they would say, "Restore your heart and cleanse your house."
那九点的时候，今天如果我们九点到了，其实我们做家长的人就跟子女讲一下，哎，清洁我们的心，清洁我们的家。
So maybe at 9 p.m., the parents should remind the kids that it's time to restore your heart and clean your room.
十点的时候呢，他们彼此提醒，现在是上床休息的时间已经来到。
And then at 10 o'clock, they will sing and remind everyone that it's time to go to bed.
所以十点对我们来讲，可能现在都太早上床。
So in fact, maybe 10 o'clock is a little too early nowadays.
可是在十一点的时候，他就提醒说，全能的上帝正对大家发出呼召。
And then at 11 o'clock, they remind you that the Almighty God is now calling upon you.
在十二点的时候，他说到，现在呢，真是提灯来见新郎的时候。
And then at 12 o'clock at midnight, they say, it's time to rose and trim your lamp to meet the bridegroom.
惊奇的是一点的时候。
And then at 1 a.m.
白昼已经驱走了黑暗。
They would say, the light has now overcome darkness.
在这里提醒晨星是否在我们里面显现闪亮。
And they would ask you, is the star shining in your heart?
两点的时候特别讲到彼此的关系。
And then at 2 o'clock, they start asking each other,
我们是否迎接黎明的来到。
And said, are you ready for the dawn?
主是那明亮的晨星，我们是不是已经在那个时辰等候他来到。
And are you willing to receive the Lord of the light?
到三点的时候他讲到三位一体的人，使我们在爱里面真连结，身心灵真连结。
And then at 3 o'clock it says, the Trinity God who unites us in our body, our mind and our spirits in true love.
四点的时候说到三个人聚集的时候，有神成为他们当中的一位，变成四位在那里一起祷告。
And then at 4 o'clock it says, if there's three of you that prayed in one accord, then God will join you and become your fourth.
五点的时候讲到有五个童女打瞌睡，有五个童女警醒，已经赴了羔羊婚宴。
And then at 5 o'clock it says that five of the virgins got drowsy and fell asleep, but the other five virgins are now at the wedding feast.
六点的时候讲到黎明已经破晓，已经不需要再为黎明呢来警醒。
And now at 6 o'clock it says, it's now at dawn and no longer are we at night, so everyone shall be watchful until sunset again.
因为我们都已经进到那荣耀的光里。
Because now we are now in the nighttime in glory.
这是何等警醒的生活。
And then what a glorious life.
如果我们祷告的生活都像这样，我相信我们教会的生活就大大的不一样。
And if our life in prayer is as watchful as this song is, then I think that our church will be in a different shape.
那彼得在他这一段的交通里面呢，特别讲到神的子民呢应当处于一个同一个祷告的流里面。
And then Peter reminded us in these verses that when we pray, we have to pray in the same flow.
那这个祷告的流呢，是一个一无拦阻的祷告。
And then when we pray in this flow, there should not be any obstacles.
那圣经里面形容到这个祷告，特别是讲到在圣殿里面的祷告。
And then when the Bible talks about this prayer, it talks about the prayer in the temple.
在一个祷告室里面的祷告。
A prayer in the secret room.
那在这个祷告室里面呢，这些人呢是一个热切的心。
And then in this prayer room, everyone prays with passion.
那这个热切到什么程度，可以怎么样来形容呢？
And how frequent are they? How passionate are they?
所以呢，圣经里面就给我们几个图画。
And then, so in the Bible, it gives us a couple pictures.
第一个图画呢，是讲到禁食。
The first one is to fast and pray.
不吃饭的祷告。
Someone who fasts not to eat so that they could pray.
所以什么事情能让我们不吃饭的祷告呢?
So what are the things that we want so much that we will fast and pray?
所以我们就热切地来求。
And that's in fact something that we will pray passionately.
讲到就是彻夜的祷告。
And then the second prayer is that is the overnight prayer.
那什么事能让我们恳切地祈求整夜不睡呢?
And what are the things that we want so much that we will pray for it overnight?
那样的祷告是一个热切的祷告。
And then that prayer is indeed a passionate prayer.
第三个祷告就是耶稣在客西马尼园的那一幅图画。
And then the third picture is when Jesus prayed in Kersimari.
他祷告到整个身体流汗。
And he prayed until he sweat.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有经历过祷告流汗的日子？
Now, brothers and sisters, have you ever been to a prayer where you pray so hard that you start sweating?
所以这三幅图画就看到我们什么叫做热切的祷告。
And then these three different prayers shows us how we could have a passionate prayer.
所以在雅各书第五章十三节到十八节这里。
So in James chapter 5, 13 through 18,
那这里就讲到祷告的人、祷告的心跟祷告的流。
It talked about how the people of prayer, the heart of prayer, also the flow of prayer.
那希望弟兄姊妹回去的时候能够再把这段经节来读一次，自己好好的思想。
And I hope that brother and sister will find time and read these verses.
接下来我们讲到相爱的生活秘诀。
And after that, the second secret is the secret of love.
就是我们作为神的儿女，我们面对世上的逼迫引诱那么的多。
And then in fact, as the children of God, when we're on this world, there's so many temptations.
什么时候我们会被我们的对手打垮，我们不知道。
And then we don't know when the enemy would attack and they could claim victorious.
可是为着一个永远的盼望。
But now, since we have this eternal hope,
我们知道我们是同属一家的弟兄姊妹。
We know that we are brothers and sisters from the same family.
既是家人，我们就应该彼此相爱。
And since we are in the same family, it is only natural that we will love each other.
所以呢，在这段的经文里面讲到积极方面，我们要彼此确实相爱。
So here, in these verses, in the first Peter told us that we have to love each other.
我们也要互相款待。
And how we have to treat each other.
那消极方面讲到当我们彼此相爱的时候能够使许多的罪得到释放。
And then it says that keep free from in your love for one another because love covers a multitude of sin.
那在神的家里面我们不发怨言。
And that when we are in the house of the Lord, we don't complain.
所以作为神的儿女最重要最紧要的事就是切实彼此相爱。
So when as the children of God, as brothers and sisters, the most important thing we need to do is to love each other dearly.
所以什么是切实的呢?
So how do we love each other dearly?
所以从圣经里面我们看到讲到切实的相爱就是说我们彼此相爱我们够深了吗?
And then he says, if you want to dearly love each other, you have to ask yourself, is my love deep enough?
所以在我们彼此相爱之前我们都要跟神的标准来对一对。
So before we start loving each other, we have to compare our standard with God's standard.
当我们不够神的标准的时候，我们需要把我们的标准抬高一点。
And then if we're too low comparing to God's standard, then we have to raise it up a little bit.
可是有时候我们发现我们的标准比神还高。
But then maybe sometimes our expectation of the others is even higher than God's standard.
所以我们需要把我们的标准降低下来。
And it is at that time that maybe you should set your expectation a little lower.
啊，这样一个切实的相爱，讲到我们心里面是一个清洁的情况。
So when we can love each other clearly, then we have a clear heart.
所以当我们彼此相爱的时候，我们里面的动机是清洁的。
So that when we love each other, we would have the same, the right motive.
那讲到一个更深的情况的时候，就是讲到说，当我们爱对方的时候，对方能够从一个罪的情况之下走出来。
And then, in fact, if we look at it more deeply, when you love another person, maybe the other person can be free from his sins.
我们彼此相爱，爱到一个程度，使我们能够愿意脱下一切罪的捆绑。
That we would love each other so much that we would be seized from being sinful and love each other.
当我们切实彼此相爱的时候，我们心里面的疙瘩不在那里了。
And then if we love each other clearly, then there's no more hindrance among us.
我们若切实的彼此相爱，我们就不老记着别人的错。
And if we could truthfully love each other dearly, then we can forgive each other.
所以今天在神的家里面，我们只有靠着主才能够切实的彼此相爱。
So in God's house, it is only through Him that we could truly love each other.
所以在大部分有爱的家庭里面。
So in the family of love,
那所有的父母、弟兄姊妹、父母跟儿女跟弟兄姊妹之间。
That the father, the mother, or the brother, or the sisters.
我们常常可以看到爱能够带出饶恕。
That we would see that if they're full of love, then they would always forgive each
other. 爱里面能够带出真情。
And it is in love that they could build a relationship.
可以感动彼此。
It is love that could touch each other.
我就想到我跟我两个哥哥的关系。
And then I would think about my relationship with my two older brothers.
很多时候就是我们已经长大了，我跟我哥哥还是会争吵。
And then at times, even though now we are grown ups, we still get into arguments.
可是我们争吵了，我们都觉得自己非常有理。
And then when we are in the argument, we always would think that we are the right one.
我就记得有一次，我们两家，我跟我大哥两家去滑雪。
And I remember there was one time my family and my oldest brother's family, we went skiing together.
那在滑雪的时候，那回到旅馆里面，那因为教养儿女的方法不一样。
And then after the skiing, we went back to the hotel, and since we have a different philosophy of how to raise up our kids.
那我就跟我哥哥起了争执跟冲突。
And then we started having this argument.
那一个很美好的这个旅行。
A wonderful ski trip.
那突然间发生了这一个事情。
Is now ruined by this argument.
那好像一个美丽的画面突然完全的破碎。
Just like this beautiful painting is now broken.
我跟我大哥在旅馆的浴室里面大声的争执。
And then in the restrooms, that's when me and my older brother started arguing.
我们两兄弟在我们的子女面前发生口角。
And then we would start yelling at each other in front of our kids.
我们吃晚餐的时候，我们两个人不能说话。
And then at dinner time, we would not speak to each other.
我们的儿女跟我们一起吃饭。
And then when our kids are eating with us.
他们都觉得非常的一面很伤心，他们知道我们两个吵架。
And then on one hand, they feel really bad for us.
他们反正也不能说什么。那一个晚餐吃得很难过。
But nonetheless, there's nothing the kids could do. But so they felt really awkward the whole night.
可是今天呢
？But today,
这件事在我们的里面，我们觉得没有任何的疙瘩。
But today, now I don't even think about this incident anymore.
他还是非常爱我。
That my older brother loves me just the same.
我还是非常尊敬他。
And then I respect him just the same as well.
可是过了这件事情之后，在我们两边呢，我相信神都有很清楚的工作。
But then I know that after this big argument, God has worked individually on each one of us.
他自己回到神的面前去反省。
That my older brother would come back to God and ask for his
我自己也回到神的面前去反省。
And then I would came also to my God that I would pray for him.
那一天晚上
at the same night.
旅馆的警铃就大作。
At that night, the alarm of the hotel went off.
那在大雪的天气，然后旅馆的警铃突然大作，我们都以为发生火灾。
And then during these really, really cold nights, when the alarm went off, we all thought there was a fire.
他在他的房间，我在我的房间，我们彼此不说话。
And then he was in his room, I was in my room, and we refused to speak to another.
警铃一响的时候，他马上跑到我的房间，站住，火警了，我们赶快走。
But then when the fire alarm went off, he would rush to my room and said, Brother, something is on fire, let's get out of here.
所以呢，在这么关键的时刻，他还惦记着我。
So at this critical time, even though we're in an argument, I was the first thing that came to his mind.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神家里面的一个生活。
And brothers and sisters, this is the life that we should live as brothers and sisters.
如果我们切实相爱，真的爱到这种程度，把对方看成自己的家人。
If we love each other so dearly that we would treat each other as a family member.
那爱是切实的。
Then this love is now real.
讲到神的儿女，我们彼此之间互相要款待。
And then as children of God, we have to be hospitable to one another without complaint.
当我们彼此款待的时候，常常都有许多美好的果效。
It is when we treat each other, then the fruit starts coming out.
互相款待的生活，一方要甘心乐意的给。
And when we treat each other, there's two sides. One side has to be willing to give.
一方要甘心乐意的受。
And then the other side has to be willing to receive.
可是呢，弟兄姊妹，我们都认识，我们不过是人。
But brothers and sisters, we all know that we are still just men.
所以呢，款待的时候，我们都有我们的限量。
So when we treat, there is always a limit.
所以呢，当一方受到照顾停止的时候
，So maybe when one side stop giving,
那是到了我们的度量，我们觉得。 我们没有办法再继续下去了。
And when the side of giving has now reached a limit and they can no longer give.
所以受的一方呢就要为此感谢赞美神。
Now the other side who has been receiving, they should now thank the Lord.
不要因为曾经受到的款待停止了。
Not because now they no longer receive.
就说弟兄姊妹没有爱心。
And they will complain and start, how come the other side doesn't love me?
要知道多多少少我们已经从我们的弟兄姐妹身上得到了款待。
And then they have to understand that they have already received a lot.
就要为着这多这少的款待来感谢神。
And then for whatever they have already received, they should now have a heart of thankfulness.
不要发怨言。
They should not complain.
所以呢在教会初期有一个教父呢他叫做屈索多摩。
So in the beginning of church, there's this pope. His name is John Chrysostom.
他就讲到就说你们若能接待邻人像接待基督一样。
And said, if you can receive the others, just like how you receive Christ.
就不会抱怨也不会感到为难。
Then you will not be complaining and you will not feel bad.
那我们就只会高高兴兴地服侍基督。
And in fact, you will now just be willing and joyfully serve.
所以今天在教会的生活里面我们看我们的弟兄我们的姐妹都像基督的时候我们就能够欢欢喜喜的去侍奉。
So today at church, if you could see each other as Christ, then you'll be willing and joyfully receive them.
即便吃了亏我们都知道我们是在服侍主。
And even though you feel that you're being taken advantage of, you know that you're doing it for Christ.
那我们就跳到管家生活的秘诀。
So now let's jump to the third secret, the secret of being a steward.
特别讲到个人要照所得恩赐彼此侍奉彼此服侍。
And says, as each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another.
做神百般恩赐的好管家。
As good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
弟兄姊妹在教会的生活里面我们每一个人都要感觉到我们是这个家里面的仆人。
Brothers and sisters, when we are in this church, we have to understand and treat ourselves as stewards of this church.
我们不是弟兄的仆人，我们也不是姐妹的仆人，我们乃是神的仆人。
For we are not the servants of a brother, of a servant, of a sisters, but we are servants of God.
在我们还不认识神之前，我们都好像在那个园外闲站的人一样。
Now before we get to know God, we're like the people, the strangers that are outside of the house, had nothing to do.
我们没有任何的工作。
We did not have a job, we do not have any responsibility.
可是在我们认识神之后，神把我们从园外招进来。
But after we have known God, we have now called inside this vineyard to work.
所以我们的神给我们在教会里面有了一份服事。
So now, as part of this church, we have a responsibility.
也按着这份服事，他把恩赐量给我们。
And it is through this responsibility, we have now received a special gift to serve.
所以神的管家就要用从神所得到的恩赐来彼此服事。
So as the steward of God, we have to use the gift that is given to you to serve each other.
所以不管是我们天父的才干，或是我们蒙恩得救之后，我们发现我们身上的恩赐。
Maybe it is a gift that you have had since you were born, or maybe it's a new gift that you have just received.
我们都要放在主的面前，一起来被主来配搭。
You have to use these gifts and serve the Lord.
当我们被神配搭合一的时候，教会就渐渐的增长。
And when we all use our gifts to serve together, then the church grows.
那这一份恩赐呢，特别讲到是一个不花钱的恩典。
And then, in fact, this gift is a gift more than just money, but it's a gift that you could use.
我们是从神那里得到的。
It's a gift that you have been taken from God.
所以一个忠心的仆人得到这样的一个奖赏的时候
，So as a faithful servant, when he received this gift.
他是心安理得的。
He would use this gift.
而且呢，他还能够用这样的一个恩赐来服侍别人。
And moreover, he would use this gift to serve each other.
因为他知道主人的心意。
Because he knows that this gift is from the will of God.
所以他就在主人的家里面做一个好的管家。
So that from the will of God, he would use this gift to serve as a steward.
所以今天我们既然在神的家里都是仆人。
So today, in fact, we are all stewards.
我们就彼此的服侍。
So let's serve each other.
服侍那些软弱的肢体。
We will serve the ones who are weak.
服侍我们中间幼小的弟兄姐妹。
We will serve the ones who are young.
服侍我们中间年长的同工弟兄姐妹。
We serve the ones that are old and need our serving.
所以今天我们成为神的管家，我们还要成为神恩赐的管理者。
So today, not only as servants, but we are now stewards of His gifts.
我们要成为一个好的管理者。
Let's become good stewards of His gifts.
我就想到今天世上有许多的人，他们以管理基金作为他们的职业。
And in fact, in this world, a lot of people, they are planners, they're financial planners, just like a steward.
那他们管理别人的钱财。
And then they're the ones who control other people's investment.
所以呢，他们用去投资一些基金。
And then they would use their money to invest into different funds.
所以呢，这些钱在他们的手上。
So that this money is now in their hand.
你想想看，如果他们管理的不好，那些投资人一定马上从他的手中把这些钱拿回去。
Now think about it. If the financial planners keep making bad investments, then his investors would take away his funds.
可是如果他把这些钱财投资的好，这些投资人呢就一直往里面把他们的钱让他来管理。
But on the other hand, if these financial planners keep making capital gains, then he would get more funding.
所以今天神也是这样，神把了一份恩赐放在我们的手中。
So today at the church is the same concept. God has given you a gift.
要我们好好的来管理。
And he wants you to use it wisely.
所以当我们管理好的时候，这些恩赐呢就不断的有效益。
So when you use it wisely, then you'll be given even more.
可是当我们管理不好的时候，这些恩赐就受了亏损。
But on the other hand, if you don't use it or if you do not use it wisely,
所以彼得在这里让我们看见两件事，他举了例子。
Then God would take it away. So Peter has given us two examples.
所以他讲到说，你们中间如果有讲到的恩赐的，他就要按着神的圣言来讲。
Two examples of this gift is that whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterance of God.
第二个例子就讲到，若有服事人的呢，要按照神所赐的力量来服事。
And then the second example is that whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies.
所以我们仔细的来读这段圣经的时候，我们发现彼得所说的讲道呢，还不在于像我现在站在这个讲台上的讲道。
So if we look at it more carefully, when Peter says that whoever speaks, the speaking is more than just me speaking here on a podium.
更多的时候，就好像我们在周五聚会的时候，我们在那里交通神的圣言。
But moreover, the people who speak also include the teachers that are leading Bible studies.
也好像那些主日学的老师在那里教神的话给那些儿童一样。
And it will also include the teachers who teaches children's school on Sunday.
也像在福音班那些福音班的老师在把福音传述给那些还不认识主的人一样。
This also includes all the teachers who are doing the gospel teachings on Sunday.
所以在那样的时刻我们都在讲道。
So in fact, all these people, when they speak for God.
所以我们就要按着神的圣言来讲。
So when they speak, they have to speak in the utterance of God.
若有服事人的，要按着神的所赐的力量来服事。
And it says, whoever serves is to do so as the one who served by the strength which God has given.
所以我们在神的家里面做管家的时候，神一定把他的力量赏赐给我们。
So as servants or stewards in his house, God will give you strength.
我们靠着神所赐的力量，我们才能来服事人。
And in fact, it is only through his strength that we have the power to serve.
不然我们的爱心一下就冷淡了。
If we're relying on our own heart and passion, it will die down quick.
不然一下我们就没耐心了。
And then very fast, you will lose your patience.
很多时候我们的怨言一出来。
And then very fast, you will start complaining.
你知道就像那个浴盆里面没有盖盖子一样。
And then if we start if we start complaining, it's like a bathtub without any covers.
上面的水是一直漏是没有错。
Even though there's a lot of water pouring into this bathtub.
可是这个浴缸没有盖子，那个祝福也一直在漏。
But since there's no plug in this bathtub, the water will just start running away.
一面我们一直从神得生命。
On one hand, we receive this life from God.
可是一面我们却让祝福一直的流失。
But on the other hand, we're just losing it as quickly. Our blessing is just now
flying away. 所以这里讲到我们要成为神恩赐的管理者。
So here, to be servants and stewards of God.
所以呢，能够叫神在凡事上因着耶稣基督得荣耀。
So that in all things, God may be glorified through Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣基督就是我们的荣耀。
To whom belongs the glory and dominion.
他是我们的全能。
Dominion forever.
我们今天做神的管家，我们每一个人都要与主耶稣基督来联合。
So as a servant and a steward, our first important job is to connect ourselves to God.
好叫神在凡事上得荣耀。
So that God can be glorified in all things.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你上个礼拜六有没有看，不是昨天，上个礼拜六有没有看到丹佛队跟巴尔的摩队的足球比赛。
Now, I don't know if anyone caught the game last Saturday between the Denver Broncos and the Baltimore Ravens.
通常呢，我看足球比赛，我只看第四个 quarter.
Usually when I watch a football game, I only watch the fourth quarter.
因为我想看比数比到什么样了，然后呢，值不值得我继续再看下去。
I would take a look at the score. If it's a close game, then I would watch it.
那这一场比赛呢，对我来讲非常的精彩。
this match between the Broncos and the Ravens was a great match.
那丹佛队的这个野马队呢，那他们呢基本上是一路领先啊。
The Broncos, they're the number one seeds. They were leading the whole time.
可是呢，在每一局呢都被打平。
But then at the end of every period, Ravens would make a score and they would tie the game.
在最后33秒的时候，他们还领先。
And then in fact, on the fourth quarter, on the last 33 seconds, Stanford was still leading.
35-35.
It was 35-35.
那这33秒的时候，这巴尔的摩的这个乌鸦队呢，啊，他们呢就又了一次 touchdown。
It is now at the last 33 seconds that the Ravens got a touchdown.
基本上这一场球赛呢是非常激烈的，一下赢一下平，一下赢一下平。
And in fact, it was up and tied, up and tied. It was all tied up.
所以呢，他们就打了延长赛，延长了两次。
And then in fact, they have to go to two overtimes.
那最后呢，巴尔的摩呢，他就靠着踢球呢，就赢了这场球赛。
But then at the end, Ravens, even though they're not at the home field, they won with a field goal.
可是我们知道这场球赛呢是在丹佛来比赛的。
We know that this game was in fact played in Denver.
啊，整个球场都是丹佛的百姓。
So the whole stadium was filled with fans for the Broncos.
啊，整个叫嚣的声音、加油的声音都是一面倒的向丹佛。
The whole stadium was cheering for the Broncos.
那我们知道这个场地呢，在丹佛，它的地势又特别的高。对于呢当地的球员来讲，他们打那个高地的球赛应该是怎么讲？就是说，非常容易的。
And moreover, since Denver is on such a high altitude in Colorado, it is hard for any visiting team to have an advantage.
一个球队的球员，他们就要适应那高地的比赛。
So that the other team, they have to get used to the altitude and the thin air for them to play.
最后没有因为丹佛队他们在这个主场的优势。
But even though with such great advantage of home field,
巴尔的摩队他们还是赢了这场球。
Baltimore fought hard and then they won the game.
弟兄姊妹，这就让我们看到我们在这今生的日子里面，好像我们跟我们的对手也是这样的一个征战。
So brothers and sisters, let's look at it this way. We are like in the home field of our enemy.
好像我们稍微觉得有一点赢的时候。
And whenever we thought that we're leading.
好，我们的对手就追了上来。
Our enemy would catch up.
好像我们觉得有一点把握的时候。
Whenever you thought that you are now confident in your skills.
好，我们的对手又让我们觉得我们不能松懈。
Then your enemy will come and break you down.
所以生活这个在将近终局的日子里面。
So now when we're living the life when all things are about to end.
对我们基督徒而言，我们都认识到一件事，就是我们的主耶稣基督已经得胜。
As Christians, we have to remember one thing, that our Lord is already victorious.
可是不意味着我们能够安安逸逸的在教会过生活。
So, but then not because of that, we shouldn't live our life too peacefully within our church.
我们都有那样的信心在以后过一个永远荣耀的日子。
So let's all have this faith that we will live a victorious life at the end.
可是我们也要了解今天世界情欲跟肉体仍然在那里紧紧的与我们作对。
But however, we still need to keep a watchful mind so that we won't be alluded into temptations.
目的就是要使我们失去荣耀，使我们失去冠冕。
Because all these temptations will only lead you out of the glory of God.
我们今天如何保持我们的心智与力量在教会生活呢？
So today, how do we keep ourselves with a watchful mind?
弟兄姊妹，我们要一起的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you, the secret is that we would need to pray.
在神的家里，我们要切实的彼此相爱。
In God's house, we need to love each other.
在神的国里，我们每一个人都做好一个管家。
And in His kingdom, let's use His gifts as a good steward.
把神托付在我们身上的恩赐，好好的运用，好好的管理。
So that all His gifts that He has given can be utilized to serve each other.
美好教会的生活就能在基督里做成。
And with these three things, then our church could live a good life in front of God.
弟兄姊妹，今天的交通就是让我们知道，生活在这个终局的日子。
Brothers and sisters, let us all remember that the end of things are near.
我们每个人都警醒。
So let's be watchful.
那在今年的时候，我心里面也有一个负担。
And then, in the beginning of this year, I have this burden.
就是我们在凡事上，我们都从祷告开始。
Is that I hope that in all things we would start with prayers.
所以呢，我在这里就预备了一个祷告的名单。
So here, I have this list of prayer.
所以如果你有感动的时候，你可以去把这个名单写上。
If you're touched, fill out this form.
那在招待的地方，桌子上都有，或是在副堂，我们也会放在那里。
And then this form is at all the important places.
所以当我们在神的家里面一起生活的时候，
So when we live our life in the house of God,
我们不是被强逼的来侍奉神,
we don't want to forcefully ask you to serve.
我们是在神的里面, 我们被神感动,
but we ask that you may be touched and you will want to serve the Lord.
所以呢, 在这个祷告名单上有四个项目。
So on this form, there are four different fields.
第一个项目就讲到呢, 我想请弟兄姊妹与我一同为下面的福音朋友祷告。
The first one said that I want to tell brothers and sisters that we will pray for this gospel friend.
所以呢, 你就把福音朋友的名字写在上面。
And you will put down the non-believers names on field number one.
不但你祷告, 弟兄姊妹也会一起为你祷告。
So now not only you pray for these non-believers, but brothers and sisters will all pray for these non-believers.
第二个就讲到, 我愿意邀请那已信主的家人或是朋友受浸归入主耶稣基督的名下。
And then the second one says that I want to invite the people that he's already believed to be baptized.
请弟兄姊妹与我一同为他们祷告。
So that I ask brothers and sisters to pray for this person to be baptized.
所以呢, 在这里我们每一个人都有心愿, 弟兄姊妹就一起来扶持。
So that on the second one, just like the first one, brothers and sisters will pray for these people.
我们希望今年有许多的已经信主的弟兄姊妹，他们也能够受浸归入主的名下。
So this year, we hope that for the brothers and sisters that has already declared, they would be baptized.
第三个就讲到就说，我已经受浸，我愿意参与教会的侍奉。
And then the third one talked about that I am already baptized and I want to start serving the church.
那请弟兄姊妹为我祷告。We
would ask brothers and sisters to pray for me.
并请教会侍奉小组的负责人与我联络与我交通。
And then all the different groups of service in this church will come contact me.
关于在侍奉上的态度。
So that I can learn how I can serve.
还有一些我所需要的训练。
And also the trainings that I need to receive.
所以你可以把你的名字写上去。
So that you could put down your name on field number
3. 你可以把你想参与的侍奉写上去。
Or also you could tell us what area you would like to serve in.
所以当我们弟兄姊妹收到这样一份名单的时候, 我们就交给那侍奉小组的负责人与你联络。
So when we receive this form, we will pass it to the different groups so that they could use you in the serving.
第四个项目呢,就讲到就说, 我在教会参加聚会已经两年以上。
And then the fourth one who said that I have already been in this church more than 2 years.
我愿意委身来带领周五读经聚会的一个新的小组。
And he said that I am willing to serve on this new group on Friday.
那请弟兄姊妹为我祷告。
And we ask that brothers and sisters would pray for me.
我愿意跟负责的弟兄先交通带领小组服事的心智。
And I'm willing to learn from the leading brothers and sisters to learn how to be a group leader.
并且一年的时间每周花三个小时接受教会所安排的小组长的造就训练。
And in fact, I'm willing to use a year every week 3 hours to learn from the leading brothers and sisters on how to be a small group leader. And also, I would come join the Wednesday night prayer group meeting and also the morning group prayer group meeting so that I could learn the burden and pray for brothers and sisters. Or you could put your name down on field number 4.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们在教会里面, 当我们被神感动的时候, 我们的服事呢, 应该是主动的。
So, brothers and sisters, when we are touched by the Lord, our service should come naturally.
我也觉得在我们中间，我们需要有一个管道，让我们可以很认真的来服侍主。
And I truly believe that we need this channel so that we can learn to serve.
所以我们已经信主了，我们受洗了，我们就应当来侍奉。
So if you have already believed, if you have already been baptized, then you need to serve with us.
我们一起侍奉的时候，我们 就好像在神的家里面，我们跟我们的家人有交通有交谊。So
together, when we serve in one accord, we are just like different family members in the same family.
希望神真的祝福他自己的话语。So
I hope that God will bless His words.
好像我们在神的家里面，我们真的切实彼此相爱。So
that in His house, we would love each other dearly.
好，今天的交通就到这里，我们一起来唱诗歌322首。So
how about we sing Psalm 322 again?
诗歌 322首
Psalm 322
在第四节特别说到
In stanza number 4 it says
我所受的试炼苦痛
It says that man may trouble and distress me
不过驱我到你前
But it would only drag me to your breast
我的困难压我越重
And life through trials hard may press me
天上平安越甘甜
But heaven will bring me the sweeter rest
有何忧愁能将我袭
And on this, not in grief to harm me.
当你容面向我显。
While the love is left to me.
有何快乐能将我迷。
And in what joy can charm me?
若你不在他中间。
If the joy is not from you.
我们唱这首诗歌唱第一节、第四节跟第六节。
So how about we sing stanza 1, 4 and 6?Jesus, oh